From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Israel charged with Syrian strike. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says an Israeli airstrike Sunday near Syria's capital killed one of its fighters. They say the man killed, Samir Kantar, had spent 3 decades in prison for murder in Israel before being a part of a prisoner exchange. Kantar had gone to Syria to fight alongside President Bashar al-Assad's forces. Kantar's brother spoke to the press.
This is a crime against international law. The criminal's gonna pay the price. It's just a matter of time.
There has been no comment from Israel. That was a sound as hundreds of people protested in New Delhi against the release Sunday of the youngest person convicted in the fatal 2012 gang rape of a woman. That crime sparked international outrage and led to changes in India's rape laws. Among those protesting were the parents of the woman who was beaten and raped by 6 men aboard a bus. Police said the youngest attacker, then only 17, was the most brutal of the rapists. He beat the victim with an iron rod before sexually assaulting her. Police say the convict, now 20, has been handed over to a charitable organization. An Air France flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Kenya after a suspicious device was found in a laboratory. No explosives were found. Joseph N. Kasiri is Kenya's Interior and Security Minister.
The investigation is still continuing. A few passengers of concern are being interrogated to find out exactly what has caused this.
All 459 passengers and 14 crew were evacuated in Mombasa. This is VOA News.